This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Navy has released video it says shows an Iranian patrol boat removing an unexploded limpet mine from the hull of one of two tankers that were attacked in the Gulf of Oman Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blaming Iran for the attacks, which took place off the Iranian coast.
The international community condemns Iran's assault on the freedom of navigation and the targeting of innocent civilians.
One of the tankers is Norwegian-owned, and the other is owned by Japanese Kokuka Sanyo Shipping Company. Israeli jets hit Hamas bases in Gaza Friday in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel that damaged a Jewish theological seminary. Israel said it struck several targets in Gaza, including what it says was a terrorist tunnel in response to Hamas rocket fire late Wednesday. Another rocket was launched into southern Israel late Thursday. The Hamas rocket fire was an apparent response to Israel putting Mediterranean waters off limits to Palestinian fishermen. Neither side is reporting any casualties. A U.S. delegation is visiting northeast Syria to discuss the future of the region with Kurdish officials. This comes months after U.S.-backed forces declared victory over the Islamic State terror group in eastern Syria. U.S. and Kurdish officials said the visit is primarily to focus on stabilization efforts in the post-IS phase. The Trump administration hopes to soon conclude a deal with Guatemala that would block Central Americans from seeking asylum in the U.S. VOA has obtained an unsigned copy of a 7-page draft White House agreement, which would establish a safe third country protocol between the U.S. and Guatemala. You can read more about this on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Beijing is working feverishly to lay claim to the moral high ground as a debate over a law in Hong Kong that would allow extradition to China has triggered massive protests and violent clashes between police and protesters. Censors in China working to scrub the internet and social media of any discussion of the rallies and the fierce debate the extradition law has triggered. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's former chief secretary, Anson Chan, takes a positive view of this week's protests, saying citizens are deeply worried about the new legislation.
First thing to say about that march is that it shows the Hong Kong spirit at its best. But what the people are attempting to tell this government is that we are very worried about the consequences of passing the extradition bill, because no one will feel safe even in their own beds after passage of this bill.
Following the clashes Wednesday, hospital authorities say at least 72 people were injured. Taiwan's president, her ruling party, and two of her government ministries voiced emphatic support for the demonstrators. Taiwanese officials, who normally avoid taking sides in political issues offshore, backed the protests, underlying cause of squelching the expansion of rule by China. White House Press Secretary, one of President Trump's staunchest defenders, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, is leaving at the end of the month. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump called Sanders a warrior.
She is going to be going, I guess you could say, private sector.
Sanders is one of the few remaining staff members who worked on the Trump campaign.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
And Sanders has had a lot of hard minutes with the press. And special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report revealed she admitted to investigators she made an unfounded claim about the firing of James Comey.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision.
What's next for Sarah Sanders?
If we can get her to run for the governor of Arkansas, I think she'll do very well. And I'm
trying to get her to do that.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Democratic National Committee names the 20 presidential candidates who qualified for the first pivotal debate at the end of June. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
Countdown to the 2020 U.S. presidential elections, and Democratic hopefuls have faced their first challenge: who gets to duke it out on the debate stage? On Thursday, the Democratic National Committee unveiled the lineup for its first pivotal debate in Miami later this month. 20 candidates made the cut, while 4 are out, including Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, former Senator Mike Gravel, Wayne Messam, a mayor from Florida, and Montana Governor Steve Bullock.
That was Reuters' Eve Johnson. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Oh, yeah.